Netflix wants to go on a grand European tour.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Battelle, solving what matters most in national security, health and life sciences, energy, and the environment. More at battelle.org.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio via the studios this week of the BBC in London. Netflix is in the UK already, but there's news today it's going to launch in Germany, France, and four more European countries later this year. Marketplace's Mark Garrison is with us. Mark, what's behind the move?
Netflix is closing in on 50 million subscribers. Around 13 million are outside America. That number needs to go up if the company's going to keep growing and make investors happy. It's going to face competition, some of it familiar, some new. Amazon Prime streaming is in Germany. European companies have their own streaming offerings, of course. Another challenge, it's going to have to buy more content in French and German. And David, there's also this thing that's kind of nuts. Netflix may not be able to stream some of its own shows. In the U.S., we think of House of Cards as a Netflix show. All the episodes show up at once. You can binge watch. But around the world, a lot of people watch House of Cards the old-fashioned way, once a week, at a certain time, on a regular channel. Netflix has made money selling the rights to global TV networks, and that means it may not be able to offer the shows it makes in some of the countries where it's expanding.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison in New York. Thank you. J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO Jamie Dimon is going on morning TV today to say his outfit will invest $100 million in the city of Detroit over the next 5 years. Marketplace's Noel King has the story.
Chase's $100 million pledge follows a $15 million investment in Detroit by Goldman Sachs last year. So is Detroit the new darling of Wall Street? Robin Boyle, a professor of urban studies and planning at Wayne State University, isn't quite convinced of that.
This is the home of General Motors, after all, and Ford and Chrysler are up the street, so to speak. And so there's a certain irony in that.
But Boyle thinks the investment is a way to look forward in bankrupt Detroit. That may be what Chase intended. One recipient of $20 million in loans and a $5 million grant is Capital Impact Partners, a community development nonprofit. Terry Simonette is the CEO.
That's absolutely exciting.
He says the nonprofit will use the money to help spur development in three neighborhoods, Northwest, Southwest, and Jefferson East.
As people reoccupy those neighborhoods, they need food, they need bakery, they need restaurants, they need coffee shops, they need supermarkets.
The ideal, Simonette says, is for people to have the option to live, work, and shop in their own neighborhoods. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
Now let's check the markets. This morning, a quick stop at London's legendary meat market, Smithfield. Neil Robinson is a trader at Reeve & Company there.
I think it's one of the busiest meat markets, the biggest in Europe. It's been going for, a long time. When it's busy, it is complete chaos. I mean, it's a case for trying to organise yourself and serve the right people first, which is easier said than done. The biggest customers, no, not really. Everyone, just serving everyone at the right order and keeping everyone happy.
From meat to stocks, the FT 100 index is down 0.1% on the London Stock Exchange. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. By Reputation.com, advising that people should check their online search results because search results define you or your business. Learn more at Reputation.com. And by Emerald Data Solutions, makers of Board Docs and hosts of eGov Live, the conference for best practices in electronic governance, September 3rd through 5th, BoardDocs.com.
It's been transferred to T-shirts and mugs, but here's the phrase in its natural habitat in London.
Mind the gap, please.
Mind the gap, a reminder in the subway here not to stumble into the gap between the platform and the train. This week from London, we're minding the gap between rich and poor in this city with lessons for Britain and the U.S. Here in the U.K., food bank charities say thousands more people are turning to them for help, and some say the increased need is caused by sweeping cuts in welfare spending. The BBC's Faria Massoud has more from a low-income neighborhood in East London.
Staff at the Tower Hamlets food bank make up bags of groceries for the dozens of people who come here daily. They're people who can't afford to feed themselves. This food bank is just a few minutes away from London's Canary Wharf financial centre. But this is one of the poorest boroughs in Britain.
Two tins of fruit, one milk, please.
The people who come here are referred by their doctor or local social services department. I spoke to one man who didn't want to give his name. He told me he'd recently lost his job.
I don't want to be here. I know many people are here in the same circumstances. I just never thought I would end up here.
I mean, you get some pretty basic stuff here, like there's not much fresh fruit and veg.
I don't care much about fresh fruit and veg right now. It's not a luxury I can afford, really.
In the last year alone, there's been a 160% increase in people using food banks. That's according to the Trussell Trust, a Christian charity that runs almost 40% of the UK's food banks. Amy Kim Bangi is the project coordinator here at the Tower Hamlets branch.
Since we set up in 2010, we have seen increased numbers of people coming year on year and actually now month on month. Now we're feeding between 1 and 200 people per month.
And tell me a little bit about freeloaders. Are there people abusing this system?
I'd say there are very, very few people who abuse the system. People who come here feel ashamed, feel embarrassed, and we have a system in place to make sure that the people that we see here are those people and that we're giving the food to the ones who really need it.
Critics of the government's welfare cuts say it's a scandal that people are forced into the kind of poverty that sends them to line up at food banks. But John O'Connell at the Taxpayers Alliance, a campaign group that backs the government cuts, says food banks are a good thing. The government can't take care of everyone.
In terms of the burden on taxpayers, it certainly reduces that. The answer isn't always government handouts. You know, that's endemic of the growth of the benefit system, which engenders a culture of dependency in the UK.
In London, I'm Faria Massoud for Marketplace.
And from France comes word that 2,000 new trains, for which the National Rail Company paid $20 billion, are too wide and won't quite fit through many stations. The plan is to shave the station platforms rather than to shrink the trains. Retrofit costs so far $68 million. Trains got a little fatter 30 years ago in France, but that little detail failed to show up in specs for the new trains. Out of London this week, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Something like 3% of public company CEOs in this country are women. You want to guess how long it's going to take before that changes?
Women get into college and complete and go to graduate school in increasingly greater rates than men.
Yeah, not so long then, huh? I'm Kai Rizdal, Women in the Corner Office, next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.